Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second, the third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third, the right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second, the shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third, the left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth, the DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bert Blyevan. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is called out on strikes. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Franco moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bannister, and towards Guillen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to third. Carter moves to second. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball four. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Castillo out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Bando and he is out, Bernazard applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Guillen moves to third. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Law steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher bunts in front of the plate. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen scores. Law moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Jacoby moves to third. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kittle takes first base on ball four. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kittle moves to third. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Boston steals second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kittle scores. Boston scores. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Franco fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Butler reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Carter out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Keith Creel now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Guillen moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law strikes out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to third. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Tom Seaver now pitching. Mel Hall pinch hits for Joe Carter. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bernazard moves to third. Franco moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Hall now playing left field. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tabler strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. George Vukovich pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Chris Bando. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Vukovich now playing right field. Butch Benton now catching. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boston hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.